One of the subjects in the Bible I really like to look at, and that's the subject of angels.
And I personally am very shocked that with all the teaching that we have done over the past few years, that we have not done a tape on angels. And so I'm really excited and absolutely have enjoyed studying these precious messengers of God. I mean, they are very important in the Bible. In fact, they're mentioned over 397 times in the Bible, and yet we don't give them a lot of attention.
Well, we really don't, and we've got to get out of just being locked into the natural realm, into our senses, what we can see and feel and touch and all those things. We need to get into the spirit world, but before we get too deep into the study on angels, we better pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, for Holy Spirit. We thank you for the printed word, and we thank you for the supernatural. Lord, we don't understand a lot about it. We want to know more about it. And so we're digging into your wonderful word, the inspired word of God, to see how you have had angels serve man down through the history of man. And we thank you. So today we pray and ask that you would help us to rightly divide the word of truth as we talk and teach about angels. Amen.
Amen. I realize that there were angels. All of my life I've grown up hearing about angels, especially in the second chapter of Luke when they appeared to the shepherds and told of Jesus' birth. Glory to God in the highest. And they were telling the shepherds where to go see Jesus. We all know that angels are in the Bible. But until I married you, Darren, did I realize that they were personal friends, personal messengers of God sent to comfort us, to announce things to us, to warn us. And you have opened my eyes to a wonderful realm of the heavenlies and the spirit life.
You know, when I really started seeing angels was when I desperately needed to reach out for more answers than I was receiving in the natural world. Mm-hmm. And many nights I spent praying and asking God, you've got to show me the ways of Scripture. And when I read the Bible, I look for the ways of God. And then I realized God was so angry with the Hebrew children because they didn't learn his ways. So I realized that I wasn't too far off, that I was asking God, how does this work? Why does it work this way? Why'd you do that? And I know my dad used to call me a question box when I was a little kid, but you learn by asking questions. Mm-hmm. And when the ministry of Holy Spirit comes to us to lead us into all truth, one of those truths that we can receive from the Lord is about angels.
That's right.
And we need to ask, and keep on asking. And so I'm delighted today to talk about angels.
Yes.
One of my favorite subjects.
I know, it is. We talk about them a lot. And that's why I said I'm really surprised that we haven't done this before this. But to those of you who are listening to this wonderful teaching, I'm sure that you have been aware of angels. But I hope that as we explain the different responsibilities of angels and how they are truly messengers sent from the very throne of God, and we're going to have some scriptures on that too, they are around God all the time, and they come from the very presence of God. So as they are rescuing you or helping you or comforting you, you know that you are hearing directly from God. When you see an angel, when you hear an angel, when you feel, I know we've had some power partners, Darren, that says, I felt an angel, the presence of an angel. And we just pray that this teaching will be of significance to you in your Christian walk.
One of the things I just feel that the Holy Spirit would have me pray this right now,
Okay. And
that's very simply this. Father, I ask that you would open up the eyes of the hearts of our friends that are listening today to this message, that they would begin to look, to peer into the spirit world, to expect, Father God, that other dimension to open up to them. Now, Father God, I believe that can happen. I believe many want it to happen. I believe they've wanted it to happen. They never knew that they could ask, or they didn't know how to ask. So on their behalf, I'm asking today that you would open up the spirit world in a brand new way to our friends, that they would begin to see deeper into the spirit world, that they'd see the reality of angels that are there to serve us and protect us and teach us and instruct us and guide us and do all of those things. So, Father God, just open up our eyes in the name of Jesus, and we promise not to be afraid. Amen.
Amen. I don't know, Darren, where we got this warped image of what angels look like. And in the last few years, especially a couple years ago, we were inundated with different angel pictures and advertisements of angels being little girls and little boys. And I'm sure there are small angels, because your grandson Dustin saw his angel and he was small like Dustin at that time. But we have a warped image of a feminist or a feministic kind of an angel with long flowing gowns and wings and halo above their hair. And it's just a real, I don't know if it's a true picture of what angels are.
No, I don't think it's true, because they're talked about, you know, they're projected as being wimpy and weak.
Yes.
Ethereal.
Playing the harp.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't say it in the Bible, don't go with it. Don't go with the Hollywood production or some graphic artist that's trying to do something nice, and I put that in quotes, for some religious publication. You need to find it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God, because in many cases here in the Old Testament, they appeared in human form.
That's right.
So let's begin by going to Genesis 18:2. And I want you to tell this story, Barbara, this part of this story in Genesis 18:2.
All right. In Genesis 18, Abraham and Sarah were old in their age, and they had not had children. And God had promised Abraham children. And of course, you know that Abraham, he really went ahead of God, and he had a child by Hagar, I'm sorry. And Hagar was Sarah's maidservant. And here in Genesis 18:2, as Abraham is sitting under the oaks of Mamre, and he's just enjoying the warm day, there are three men that appeared to him, and we know that one was the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus himself. The other two were angels, and these two angels follow Abraham for the next chapter and even go and accompany Lot in the city of Sodom while God is warning about the destruction of Sodom. These two angels are constant companions of Abraham and Lot here for the next couple chapters. And
now, folks, I want you to get that. These two angels were constant companions of Abraham and Lot.
That's right. And the Lord, somehow the Lord left. And we don't see the Lord, but we do see the two angels.
Well, he had work to do.
Well, yeah, that's right, to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sure, yeah.
But also the Lord did talk to Abraham. And Abraham says, oh, Lord, and Abraham was trying to get the Lord to save the city of Sodom, and it was the Lord that he was talking to. But we're going to talk about the angels here. They came with the Lord in order to tell Abraham and Sarah about the birth of the son, their son Isaac.
But let's read specifically the scripture there in Genesis 18:2.
Okay.
I like that. And it says, and when he lifted up, speaking now here of Abraham, when he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass your servant by.
That's right. Now you say, well, he saw three men. But in the first verse, it says the Lord appeared to him in the oaks of Mamre. So we know the Lord was one of those three men. And then shortly you will see how the three men are cut down to two men who accompany then Lot in the city of Sodom. And you're right, Darren, the Lord Jesus was up there when he rained down hail and fire and brimstone on the city of Sodom, so he disappeared.
Well, I believe Jesus is very busy.
Isn't that wonderful to know, though, that when we are in our new bodies, we can come and go like Jesus did? I mean, there was no time there, no space. He was there in an instant and then gone in an instant. And that's what the angels do also. They appear instantly, they disappear instantly.
Now, these angels here were bringing a message to Abraham, a very, very important message.
They were
communicating this to Abraham, and really, in a sense, it's a teaching, time of teaching and instruction. So it's not just, here is a short message, but there's some interaction. Get that now, interaction. Now, here is a convergence between the natural world and the supernatural world.
Mm-hmm.
Here are men talking to angels. Here is the natural world and the spiritual world.
Oh,
here,
so
coming here into, I wouldn't say into conflict, but into contact.
Yes.
There's an interchange here.
That's right.
Right.
And when we hear them speak in this 18th chapter of Genesis, there is no delineation between the Lord and the angels. It says, they said, so you have said. And they said, where is Sarah, your wife? So angels and the Lord worked so well together. I mean, they are his messengers. They take his orders, but they worked as one unit sometimes. I mean, they were so closely related to the things of God. So we see here that God and the angels are working, Jesus and the angels are working very closely together here in this specific scripture.
Right, and I think it's interesting in verse 9, you just pointed out, where is Sarah your wife? Well, first of all, they said
they
to him,